The Sarcasm Remains podcast with Fousey B. Charleston's favorite podcast should be yours too. Go to www.thesarcasmremains.com for more info.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Fousey B. This is the original, The Sarcasm Remains. This is a Blue Steel Productions podcast. And I hope everybody is doing good. I'm here with my guy, Hollywood. What's going on, Hollywood?
What's happening, my guy?
You know, I'm living a good life. How's your mental health going?
You know, you asked that. I listened and I heard someone say before, you got to be careful for what answer you get, because if a nigga tell you I'm fine, okay. But if a nigga decide he really want to get the weight off his chest, you got to be ready for that too. But right. I'm good, man. How's your mental health?
Hey, man, I'm happy and healthy as always. I can't complain. I got a healthy 3-year-old. You know, I got some business ventures coming to sorts. So, you know, we doing some things. I'm actually working on a network, which I'll talk about to you later off air, but yeah, we getting there. And so
I wish I had a flex mob.
You too can be part of that flex mob. But tell them, introduce yourself though. They don't know who you are. I'm talking to you because I know you, but tell them who you are and what you do.
Young HO Hollywood Whatever Face Podcast, better known as Corey, formerly known as H Wood. Yeah, whatever. You know, I'm up here, have water cooler talks with my guy. I can't say sports enthusiast, music enthusiast, 90s. Pop culture lover. Yeah, I'm all around good guy, man.
All around good guy.
I feel like I'm doing a dating ad.
Hey, we've never nah. You married them, yeah? You married with kids, right?
Married with two kids, man.
Shout out to the wifey. Yeah, that's right, because we did the whole thing for your birthday. She hooked that up for you. That was pretty cool to her. So, you know, successful father. How long have you been going with that podcast?
I have 136 episodes. I don't know how many years that equates to. I just know someone told me that I need to put, 136. Someone told me I had to put 10,000 hours into it if I really wanted to see some fruition from it. And I'm just trying to do the work, man. It does get hard. Pause.
Not easy.
Trying to do one episode week after week. It literally started as an idea. I shot the pilot. And then I just been rolling since then, but it has been difficult. Like times I've been like, I don't want to do this anymore. Or you just have like a blockage of not knowing what to talk about. That happens. That's real.
You got to see it too. And that's why I have like a vision board and everything. And, you know, I got a team behind me, a flex mob. I'm use that to give me ideas and whatnot. And yeah, so I mean, but congratulations, because you 136 episodes is a lot of episodes to do this. I mean, we on episode 5 because of certain situations, but you know, episode 5, and you know, I only hope to get to 136 episodes or so, just like my man Hollywood. But before moving on, take a seat real quick, Hollywood. Let me talk about some things. The other day I was at a pool party. My man Alfonso's crib. Shout out Alfonso. Shout out my man Bowtie George. We was chilling, had some friends over. And I get a phone call from my guy, and he's like, yo, did you hear your former podcast? I'm like, nah, I don't really listen to it, but they rocking over there. I got no beef with them. So, you know, I wish you success, whatever. Like, you know, me playing it, I don't got no beef with nobody. Take a drink of my water real quick.
As we proceed.
Right. So, you're funny. So I'm like, yo, I got no beef with them. You know, I wish success. You know, I said what I had to say about it. I'm owed nothing, right? They owe me nothing. There's no hard feelings. You know, it was a good partnership while it lasted. I'm ready for growth. I'm ready to move on. He says, yeah, that's all cool and shit, Fousey. And I don't want to say his name because he know people that know people. We all in the same fucking circles and the same city. So it's not hard to know the same people. But he goes, yo, dude, that's your man. is on there talking shit about you. I'm like, no, he not. And I was like, but who? The person that he mentions, this guy, is my former co-host boyfriend. And he's on there, and you know, I can literally introduce them. I gave her his number, so she can call him. She helped him get a house. They ended up getting together. It's a beautiful story. I've never hated on it. I'm like, there's no way he's going to talk shit about me because we cool. We've been friends way before I knew her and vice versa. So I thought. However, he said, you know, your man, he ain't really talking shit. He's just throwing some shots at you, you know, some unnecessary shots. And he's hiding under the thinly veiled of that's his opinion. Cool. And you can have your fucking opinion. Listen, I listened and I was shocked. You know, I really preach positivity. I preach no negativity over here. I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to be mentally and, you know, mentally free to do what you want. Don't let me live free in your fucking head. And if that's what makes you happy, clap it up for you. But listen, I'll address a couple of things that were said. Because, like I said, it's too small of a city. And if you really want smoke, you start a fire. Dude said flat out he didn't like me. Okay. The last I checked, my phone number has been the same for over 20 years. You have that same number. We played kickball together. We've hung out together. We were there for each other's birthdays together. Don't fucking get on a podcast to say some shit about me when you can call me yourself and say it. I understand you want to be the captain and saver because that's your girl. Okay, that's fine. But don't fucking shake my hand and smile on my face and talk shit about me just because you're with her. That wasn't necessary, you know. And to be clear, she was having second thoughts about the whole relationship at times. And I was like a fucking advocate, like, yo, nah, give him a chance. Like, y'all belong with each other. You know, I'm not asking him to fucking shit, to fucking say thank you for that. I don't need no thank yous. What I do look for is authenticity and realness. And that's fucking fake. Like, I said, my phone number's still the same. Motherfucker ain't use it. Hopped on there. Oh, but then, Corey, this right here is what really made me go, what? He gonna call my show a little spinoff, right? First off, this is not a little spinoff. First off, that name, I dropped the mixtape in 2010. And what was it called, Corey?
Pardon My Sarcasm.
Pardon My Sarcasm. Hosted by DJ Schemes. That was me on Twitter. Years ago, many, many years ago, my little tag on, Pardon My Sarcasm. So don't call my shit a spinoff. If anything, the fraudulence is not on this side. And then make remarks like, oh, he had a porn star on his show. So fucking what? I happen to know the numbers from that show. I can't see the numbers now. Obviously, I'm not over there. But I know the numbers we were doing compared to the numbers that I did off that show alone. I know what my numbers are now. It's not a competition because we're two small fish trying to become big fish in a small pond and then in a bigger pond in the fucking ocean. So there's no competition. But don't call my shit a little spinoff when I'm already doing numbers over here better than I was doing over there. Like, this is an open forum. Everyone's welcome to come on my fucking show. Like, don't talk shit and, oh, you think it's funny. Hey, oh, I never liked him anyway. He fluffed up the show. The fuck out of here. And all the button pressings that you talking about, ask her who requested them. Who requested the sound bites? Don't fucking play with me. Anyway, I'll leave it with this. Take some more water real quick.
I got questions. I'm letting you get it off because I got questions.
Right. We're not going to hamper on it either, but we're not. Right. I'm going to leave with this.
No. I got, like, just real quick. I got right. Quick.
And let me get this out, though, because as I stated, I have issues with no one over there. I wish everybody success. I mean, I know who was the plug for everything. I'm not worried about the name. I walked away from it. No worries. So the shots are unnecessary when we are around the same people in the same fucking town. But if it make you feel like a hero, grab your cape. Just watch out for the kryptonite because I know you talk shit about me. But you can talk about this one all you want. Or it could be a man fucking hit my phone because my number still ain't changed. But y'all scared to pick up the phone over there, okay, to call someone, because I'm not calling nobody. I don't have an issue with you. I haven't mentioned that podcast since the first episode when people were asking me why, and I explained it. Maybe they were mad about that, but I purposely didn't say anything to take shots at them. Shots aren't necessary. Facts are. And this is to everybody. I'm done with them. We as a people, right? Human beings, we have to normalize outgrowing situations without animosity. We all move differently. We all gonna have different priorities. You grow, you change. Some people are not ready to be a part of that journey. Some people need their own journeys. At the end of the day, it should all be love, right? Y'all ain't never hear me. Y'all don't hear me taking shots at them. I can care less. That's not even in my cipher. It's a non-cipher. All right, but I'm done. Don't get me to ranting and raving. What's up, Corey?
All right. You said you was done ranting and raving. I'm just going to drop this, and this is a general statement. You don't got to attach it to what you just addressed. If we're in business together,
right?
I bring to you the name. I bring to you the product. I bring to you the numbers. And we decide business isn't working together anymore. I'm just going to ask your listeners, is that my business or is that your business? If I brought the name, I brought the list, I brought the clientele, I brought the product, is that our business or is that my business that you're helping me with at this point?
Well, if we're not going to attach it, it's our business. And it was set up to be partners, right? It was set up to be partners. So it'd be our business. Never got a, oh, well, it wasn't her that said it was him. So, you know, oh, I didn't like that guy here with you, so I didn't listen to it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm completely moving on from that. I gotta
it's a R business. It'll be a R business thing.
This is a real story. You don't know this is your first time of me telling you this, but when me and my god sister Mel, when we did our podcast, Whatever Face, and she told me, yo, I gotta step away because I don't want to focus on other stuff. I was like, all right, cool. You're the first person that came to mind. I was like, well, maybe I should do a joint pod with Fousey. And I said, I have to understand that if I do a pod with him, he's the social guy. He's got the audience. So if we did something, I would have to be okay with knowing, well, he is bringing the audience. Whatever the content may be, I may come up together. But you like, and that's just in business. You got to know the role you play in business. If you are the creative type, then you should be doing the financials.
Right.
That's in any business. Like,
No, yeah. I totally agree. Totally agree. Which is why, hey, you made Hove. Okay, go make another Hove. You know, I go like,
yeah, man.
Know, that's why I can walk away from something and not worry about it and not those shots, because it's never been, you know, it's not my nature to throw shots at people for no reason or to try to get some clicks and some views. I've never done that. That's all authentic over here.
To talk about your last pod, well, not your last pod, but the pod you did have with the stripper, I actually listened, and not as a friend, thought, yo, that's crazy and genius. I was actually like kind of mad that I didn't have that idea first.
Listen, I just try to think out the box. Dang. And she's not just a stripper. Shout out to Kit. She's not just a stripper, not just a porn star. She's an entrepreneur. Got her own business, runs her own promotions company, runs her own event company. She started to direct her own girl-on-girl movie. So it's like she empowering women, ironically, because she's doing an all girl-on-girl production where she's only going to hire women and, you know, get them. And if they choose to be in that industry, she's going to help them out because she's been there, you know. So for someone to take a shot about that's just weird. It's little insecurities, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, if Kit and their production team, if they need a light holder or a cameraman.
Hey, I told her I was going to be the bartender. So, you know, one by one, we'll slide up in there. Pause. In the business sense. Oh, that didn't come out right. Anyway.
Double entendre. Don't even ask me how.
Even triple. Don't even ask me how. Word. Shout out to the homegirl, Crit. That's the homie. She's a friend of the show. Like I said, it's a network. It's a bunch of people. It's not just me. I just happen to be the face behind it. You know, little by little, we reveal. You know, we can't do the big reveal all at once. Let's talk about some things. All right. So, Corey, we got you. Whatever Face podcast, because you do have a Whatever Face. I want to talk about and read about some things that I put out there, and I shot the bait out, and I got some answers. So I'm gonna ask you a question, then you answer it how you see fit, and then from there I'll read what some other people have told me. All right, so
you are a master at this, by the way, of just collecting data from people willingly. I haven't seen it done by anybody better, and that's not like I promise you. You can post something, and I can take the same post and put it on my thing and not get nearly as much traction as your post got. So, yeah, I'm interested.
Got to know how to read the room. All right. You've been approached, and this again, this is all hypothetical situations. Don't want to put Corey out there. Anyone, this is not things that actually happen. We're just talking about if they happen or if they happen.
Of course.
Putting that out there to let people know, you know, this is based on true stories, but it might not be the truest of stories at the moment, you know. So based on
your limitations story. You're right. All right,
so Corey, you up the club chilling, you know, drinking on your little Shirley Temple. You've been approached by someone who expressed interest in you, right? They see the ring or whatever.
Okay.
You find them attractive. Cause you know, you be pulling them in. I'll be seeing the girls that be liking your posts. But you decline because you tell them, hey, I'm married, right? Because black men don't cheat.
Ever.
So the person then says, well, here, take my number just in case things don't go as planned. You enter their number in your phone. Is that cheating, good brother? And how do you handle that situation?
You're gonna get great feedback on this episode. No, I do not think it's cheating. I do feel like the actions I take after that can be considered cheating. But me just getting a phone number, I don't consider that cheating.
Even with the premise that they find you attractive, and say it's a catch 22, and I want you to explain more, but it's almost a catch 22 when they say shit like, oh, call, you know, if that doesn't work out, here I am. It's like they've been waiting. So now, in the back of your mind, you don't think it's a plant somewhere? Like, oh, if I go and get a divorce, I got this girl waiting for me. And she says she'll wait.
No. And here's why I don't think that's the catch 22. Because even what you're telling me, you're feeling me, you ask my number, you know they're married, all that other stuff. If I give you my number and I don't do anything in terms of reaching out to you or whatever have you, but you have my number, to me, we haven't done anything. I just gave you my phone number. I haven't entertained you. I haven't like texted you back, any of that stuff. I just gave you the number. But if I give you my number with the thought in the back of my head of, oh, well, if things go sour, I can always hit homegirl up. Yeah, then you're planning to go that route.
Right, you're planting the seed.
Yeah. So if I give you my number just out of just, yeah, it's like you farming. It's like you farming. Yeah, if I just give you my number and I don't make anything of it, or I forget that I gave you my number, and when you hit me up, I'm like, not trying to be funny, who's this?
Yo, new phone with us.
Yeah, so I don't think me giving the number is cheating. It's what happens after that that may go down that cheating path.
So would you tell your significant other about that interaction?
Nigga, you crazy? No.
You don't need to get her upset.
Can you imagine that conversation with hey, baby, yeah, so this girl says she liked me and I gave her my number. But, I ain't gonna do nothing with it, though. I just gave it, like...
You know I was married, so it's cool.
Yeah. I think, well, in that instance, then if someone listens, your female listeners are listening to this and be like, well, the nigga, that's cheating. If you don't want to tell her that you gave a number that you wasn't gonna do nothing with, then that's cheating. I would have to say, mind your damn business.
You're not cheating. You're protecting your peace.
Right? Exactly. 100%.
Trying to keep the household right. All right. So it's not cheating. My thoughts on it is, if I'm in a real deep relationship, I might feel bad just a bit because of that whole, like, we could have been friends, but I think you fucked up the line when you said, well, take my number just in case things don't go as planned. Like that.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
There's an old saying that a man is only as faithful as his options, right? And we can break that down to humans are only as faithful as their options. don't know the numbers offhand, but I guarantee you that cheating went up, quadrupled in the hundreds of thousands when the internet became lit, right? Like, before there was a Twitter or a Facebook or even a MySpace, you had to go to the bars or wherever, had to go out of town to cheat. Now you can cheat from the privacy of your own home. And by the time you meet somebody, it's just time to get things done. So I don't know. Only as I think I'm use the tagline, only as faithful as your options. So listen, let's get into some feedback here about that same situation. So Anthony goes, and remember, the last question is this cheating, that whole situation? So Anthony goes, hell no. Not if you ain't do nothing with that person, especially if it was the last time you saw that person.
Okay. My nigga Anthony.
Brittany P said, it's not cheating in the literal sense, but it's definitely red flags for your current relationship. Why are you entertaining an idea if you're happy with your current partner? And another thought, if it's not something that you would tell your partner about because you knew it upset them, it's probably not something you should be doing.
Yeah. Right, Brittany. You're right, Brittany.
Oh, she right. Just wanted to see if you had some rebuttals to that one. Oh, that sounded like some fire that you was about to hit with. Nah, but I was have her on here next week going at you. I was like, I don't even know her. All right, so Rainey goes, she's repeating what Brittany said. Rainey G, if you wouldn't do it in front of your significant other, it's cheating, period.
Time out.
Yeah, hang on, because
there have been several times when I've been out with my wife and she has told me that I flirted with the waitress or whatever have you. And I can be naive and say there are times where I was doing it like maybe to get a free meal with my wife present or whatever have you. Or times where I wasn't doing it intentionally, and my wife would be like, so y'all just gonna keep flirting in front of me? But it hasn't been like something where I was trying to get with some, like it was just, I'm a type of person that I can have conversations with anybody. You take me anywhere, male or female, I can have conversations with anybody. Now, being that I have a personality that is very like, I like to make jokes and do all this other stuff, it can come off as flirty.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that to say, like, if I'm with my, even in a scenario where I said I wouldn't tell my girl whatever have you, if she was with me and this happened, first off, girl, be bold to give me her number with my
wife. I was going to say, like, she might be looking for both of y'all if that's the case. Or she might be going for
if that's wife, the case, you gotta watch it. We might have to have a conversation about.
But she might be trying to steal your wife away with that move.
My mom used to tell me all the time, she used to tell people about my pops, listen, if you think you can get them, go get them. And she said she was just that confident in a relationship that she was like, be bold if you want to, but if you think you will go, if you think you can take him, by all means, give it a shot.
Shout out Mom Dukes, keeping it.
Shout out.
My mom be having the same sentiment. Take him. Take him from me. Just make sure he paid them bills. So, so Charles responded to Rainey. Charles W. He goes, hey, I know women who don't pass gas in front of their men. That's in response to if you're not going to do it in front of your partner. And so Rainey goes, that's weird. If you can't be comfortable with your person, why you wouldn't? I mean, I don't pass gas in front of me. I'm not that.
I guess please, I'm not that comfortable. Please don't.
You know,
please don't.
And Malik went and said, farting in front of your partner is absolutely disgusting. That's not love. That isn't love. It's gas. So,
right, Malik.
Yeah, and dude said, Malik's gay. He said, I do it after 7 years. Not that that matters for anything. We said, after 7 years of marriage, I don't accept when it's done in my present. If he is awake, that's just nasty. When he sleep, it's cool. When he awake, you know. Back to the original, is it cheating? Augustus, my man Augustus, I went to Morgan with him. He said, it's not cheating, but it's inconsiderate, selfish, possibly disrespectful. How is that?
All those things.
How is it selfish, though? Because I don't tell her it's selfish. Geneva said, the way women are getting killed for rejecting these men these days, I'm going to go with no. All right, so she makes a very good point. There's an unfortunate growing percentage of women who are receiving violence from men they reject who don't take their sexual advances. So Yeah, if you feel threatened in that case, I understand. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the normal procedure, not if you feel threatened, you know. Get as far away from that man as quick as possible.
Please.
Call 911 if you need to, or, you know, let somebody know at the bar. But I understand that. Natasha, and where's she from? She's out of H-Town. That's my homie, Natasha. My whole hate. Shout out to the Houston crew. I used to fuck with Houston heavy back in the old school Twitter days. She one of the ones that were left on. But she said, technically no, but yes. Like, you entertaining some shit, you might as well cheat. Do I get a point? She said, if you're going to entertain it, might as well do it. Let's tell her. Tell her boyfriend that. Let's see if she still feel the same about that. No. Probably not, right? All right, the bull, Jason F. said, it's not cheating because cheating is cheating, but it's still wrong. If you wouldn't do it in front of your partner, then you know you're doing wrong. That said, let's not dilute the word cheating. It can't be everything your partner doesn't like or know is cheating. My man Unks, another Morgan dude, Unks Raw, he goes, yo no see, no hablo, just speak Spanish. I can't understand what you're talking about at all. And then we go around the top. My homegirl Whitney, shout out Whitney, she about to have that baby. She can't wait to pop that baby out. She be talking about it. I feel, well, I don't feel you because I've never been pregnant, but I get it. Whitney goes, yes, fuck that. You cheating. Tell her bye. Simple as that. It's not that hard that you wouldn't even have a question if it's cheating or not. If you asking, then you know it's not right. Ooh.
Well, can I ask you a question? Whitney, can I ask you a question? And please, by all means, you can engage me in dialogue about this. If a guy buys you lunch at work, are you cheating on your boyfriend?
Ooh. You know what? We're going to ask that. And we'll have the comments for it. But that's a good point. The second part of what she said is, just ask, would my girl kill me over this? If the answer is yes, then you should know better to do it. To get somebody's number? I don't know. So we can't have friends. You know, we'll go into segment two with that. But, you know, let's break down. Let's get out of this segment. We'll be back in a little bit. Okay. This is The Sarcasm Remains, episode 5. I'm here with Hollywood. This is a Blue Steel Promotions podcast. And we living our best life. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Well, minutes to us would be a couple of seconds. So y'all kill what I'm saying.
She just moved right up the block for me, and she got the hots for me, the finest thing my hood has seen.
Are you looking for a show that discusses all things pro football and pro wrestling? Well, look no further than Tap Outs and Touchdowns. Bully Rye and his guests go in depth into the world of professional wrestling, and along with show correspondent PJ Steven, review pay-per-view specials from wrestling companies all over the world. Bully Rye also gives his best fantasy football advice throughout the NFL season, so you can get that edge to finally finish better than third in your fantasy football league. Follow the show on Twitter at Tapouts and TDs, or look for him on Facebook at Tapouts and Touchdowns, and be sure to check out the show. Now available on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, or simply wherever you get your podcasts. That's Tapouts and Touchdowns, presented by Anchor Podcasts.
We all want to go big, then say that. Ho! Yeah, boy, we doing big things, big belts, big rings, bigger than you ever seen, biggest big could ever be.
Welcome back to The Sarcasm Is Real. This is Fousey B. We are on episode 5. I got my man Hollywood with me. So when we left off Hollywood, we were talking about if a situation where someone tries to give you their number or something on the low and says, I know you with somebody, but if that doesn't work out, hit me up. Be real. I've probably done that before, reminiscing on it. But I don't think it was as blatant as that. It's just like, oh, you know, when girls be like, oh, my boyfriend wouldn't be happy if I had a friend, you know, and I'd be like, well, that's cool. You know, if that changes, here's my information. It usually never changes, but at least, you know, we got the, I think that's, I don't know if it's on purpose. I've never done it on purpose. I don't believe in cheating if you're married. I don't believe in infidelity. I also don't believe that it's my job to police someone else's relationship, just to be real. Let me tell you something I learned today.
Okay.
In researching for this episode, and I know we were going to talk about That sounded terrible. And I didn't know what we were going to talk about. So thank God for the edit button, right? So I looked up different types of cheating, right? And one that I came across that I never heard before, it's called micro cheating.
Excuse me?
I wonder if there's a macro cheating. Micro, like Microsoft. Seriously? Micro cheating. Micro cheating may be a term you never heard of, but it's certainly a set of behaviors you've seen many times. And here are some examples. Flirting with other people on social media, messaging apps.
Oh,
waitress
please.
Or waiter at a cafe. Still having a dating profile online while you're in a exclusive relationship. Still constantly communicating with their ex. I don't know about that because my ex is all cool. Most of them. Go to events with another person of different sex that you met after you were with your significant other. And it says the different behaviors might be infidelity for one couple, micro cheating for another couple, and not a problem at all for another couple. If you're seeing signs of this, it doesn't necessarily mean your partner is cheating. However, you need to start taking action to stop degradation of your relationship. So let's talk about that. What do you think? Especially that whole, if you meet somebody after your relationship of the opposite sex and you start hanging out with them and going to the bar with them, or I don't know, going bowling or concerts or anything like that with them. What say you on that?
I'm going to sound very double standard here. And it's so okay. What? Who cares?
Sarcasm remains.
If you meet somebody after me, that's cool. Y'all niggas ain't going to be going to the bar together. If it's a group out.
Like, if it's honey, a group thing, can you watch the kids? I'm going out with Johnny. Like, who the fuck is Johnny?
Oh, nigga, we going out with Johnny. What you mean?
You better call the, you better call the babysitter.
Nah, man, you ain't going just, nah. If it's something like, if you at work and you got coworkers and your coworkers are going out and everybody's going out, cool. But you ain't going to be doing no solo movie. And, nigga, that's a date. No, hell no.
All right, so let me ask you this, though, because I've had a lot of friendships at work, not like sleeping with my, I've always advocated way back to the fire with Fousey, stop sleeping with your coworkers. Please. I had to learn my lesson. Three at one. It was anyway. So they were single though, so it's fine. Maybe they thought they were dating me. Anyway, so where we worked at, there was a bar within considerable range, and we would have hard days. And sometimes, like even the people who were in relationships, if I'd be like, "Yo, look, you want to go to happy hour? You know, we get off around 5. Let's pop in a bar for happy hour, do a shot or two." That I can see being acceptable because we didn't really cross the line. We took shots most of the times. Be more than one person, but sometimes just be me and a person, and she'd be married, and that'd be totally cool because I wasn't trying to get with her. It wasn't no work husband, work wife thing, and something might happen. It was just, we had hard fucking days. There was some days we had terrible days. Nobody was answering the phone. We got a budget that we need to meet. We had deadlines. So sometimes we just needed something to take the edge off. So that wasn't cheating. That wasn't even towing the line. So I kind of get that.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Were you aware if that person told their husband that they were going out with you, and did you know their husband, or like you just knew of them or knew that they were married?
There was various people. So like one, for instance, I met her husband before. He was cool. Another one, I never met her boyfriend, but she definitely shot the text like, "Yo, I'm going out." You know, again, it's not my job to police your conversation. I mean, your relationship, right? So I'm not going to look over at your phone and be like, you text him? You tell him you're here? You know, like, hey, I announced, so we would shoot the little messages to everybody. Are we going to the bar? Whoever show up, it'd just be one person sometimes. It'd be four people sometimes, but it's not my job to police your relationship. So no, I didn't inquire if they told them that I was there, you know?
See, but that's not, in my eyes, there's nothing wrong with that because you're shooting a text to everybody. Whoever shows up. Right. It's not like you're singling out one person and being like, yo, so what you doing after, like, that's completely different.
I mean, but the player man might say you shoot that text to everybody and hope that one person come, the right person.
Trust me, I've been in that situation before, and I did not need a message to everybody if I wanted a certain somebody to come out. All right. So
yo, when I used infidelity to work, my group chat.
when I used to work doing healthcare.
Right.
I knew
she was a nurse. Was a long nurse Hollywood.
Huh?
He was nurse Hollywood.
Nah, I was customer service Hollywood, nigga. I was answering phones. I knew that there was this lady who had a relationship. I was single at the time. She had a relationship. Everybody knew she was in a relationship, but everybody also knew that she was feeling me. So when people wanted to get her to come out, they would be like, yo, ask so-and-so if she want to come out. Because she would always say no. I go up, flirty Corey, go up to her desk like during the day, making some jokes, making a laugh, and that would make her feel bad about not going out, and then she would eventually come out. But that wasn't me playing on, oh, yeah, let me try to steal you away from your man, blah, 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 blah. It was, I'm doing it for fun. And that's part of my problem is that I can habitual flirt and not have a desire to take it anywhere other than we just cool.
Right. But she had a crush on you.
I made no advances. I knew she had a man. I made no advances. I knew, like, to me, it was all a game of, well, let me see the buttons that I could push without necessarily overstepping boundaries.
It's real. That's what the real ones do. All right. So, all right. We'll do one more on this, and I'm going to switch the subject up completely because that's what we do.
All right.
There's a thing called financial infidelity. What do you think that is?
What? All right.
Financial infidelity. Infidelity means cheating.
I'm assuming you guys share bank accounts and someone's taking money out and paying an OnlyFans subscription with it because we're...
Shout out to the financial OnlyFans. Financial infidelity.
Yeah.
Don't judge anybody on this platform. We love all y'all. all right. Financial infidelity happens when couples with shared finances lie to each other about money. For instance, one partner may hide significant debts in a separate account while the other partner is unaware. How you hide debts? Anyway, it may be surprising to hear that hiding your spending habits from your other half is considered a form of infidelity.
What?
But it can be considered cheating and one of the most damages. How do you figure out if you're going through financial infidelity? Well, if one partner's spending affects both people in a relationship and they're trying to hide it, then it's dishonest and destructive. If one partner is hiding it for personal or professional reasons, but it will inevitably affect your partner, that counts as well. The bottom line is, when one spouse is making significant financial moves without the knowledge of the other, it endangers the financial future of both people, and it disregards the importance of trust and communication in that goddamn relationship. So, what are your thoughts on that? Can I have can I buy my own OnlyFans on a side without my wife knowing?
I feel like you can. Me and my wife had this conversation about finances before we got married in terms of having joint accounts and all that other stuff. We got a joint account that we pay bills out of, and then our own personal accounts is for us to do whatever we want, like whatever we want with.
Play money. You got play money.
Basically. So as long as Con Ed's still on, Con Ed is the energy provider in New York. If Con Ed's still on, if we still got a place to live and management's not knocking at the door like, yo, y'all niggas is past due.
Take your bag. Take whatever you bring with you now. You won't be like,
if everything is in good standing, then I don't see why it's a problem. Now, I get the logic of if I'm a degenerate gambler and I'm using that joint account money to bet on FanDuel or to pay off loan sharks, then yeah, nigga, we might have a problem.
Well, it's better to pay off the loan sharks than not, right? Because then there'd be more problems. Like,
tell us straight up, nigga, he trying to kill both of us. He ain't just trying. Yeah, to kill.
I did this for us. If I won, you was going to enjoy that money.
Gotta tell nigga, he know where your mama stay. He know where my mama stay.
He got pictures of the kids. On a pony. Nah, so I right, one more thing with this, and then we'll bring out the third segment. But look, how women and men differ on what they consider cheating. So in a survey by Victoria Milan, which is an online dating site for sounds like rich people because I never heard of them.
Okay.
They looked into what men and women consider cheating. Here's what they discovered. 72% of men believe that sexual affairs were worse than emotional affairs. That's true for us, right? Like, if you emotionally like somebody, we don't really care that much as why you sleep with them. That's just a guy thing, like, for most part. 72% of us.
Before you finish that, guys, if your girl says she's emotionally involved with somebody else, that means she's checked out a long time ago, and she's finally getting to the point where you don't matter anymore. Because once she's emotionally checked out, that means she has nothing else to give to the relationship, because emotions to women are heavier than men. That's what the statement is saying. Right. And in most cases, when women reach that breaking point emotionally, you've been lost, the dog. By the time she's gone emotionally, it could have been months where she's literally planned the breakup in her head. But once you lost her emotionally, that's it.
Listen, Nate, by the time it's we be so this is you know what we talked about women's egos on my last show. This is male ego right here where we don't see it coming. Mostly because we don't look for it.
Yep.
Right. And when it's time when we do shit like that, we start acting different without even noticing. So women pick it up like detectives, like fucking scent dogs. Like, what's that? Leaving me? You know, like, you know. Meanwhile, we surprised, like, damn, baby, I'll take you to the movies. You know, like, what you want me to do?
Yeah.
It's too late, my friend, buddy. It's too late. All right. So take care of your woman. And women, protect your peace.
Please.
Men, guard your hoodies. All right. So, the second one is 69, no pun intended, 69% of women said emotional affairs were worse than sexual affairs. And I can see that because if we just run and gun, I coined that phrase, run and gun relationships in Charleston. We just run and gun and go back to the person we cheated, you know, if because black men don't cheat, but I'm talking for my other brethren.
If they did, hypothetically,
if they cheated, if you just went and banged some girl, you can get away with it as in you get it out your system, right? And if that woman loves you and you're sincere, more than likely, not all the time, because some women are, if you cheat, they gone. And I respect those women for that. Like, hey, I get it. Because I know if I got cheated on, you know, I've actually never been cheated on to where I found out. I don't trust everybody 100%. So I'm sure somebody did something, you know, because I believe in karma. And back in my day when I was like early in college and high school, you know, I played with people's hearts, but you know, it's all a cycle. Someone played with my heart, so I played with someone else. It happens, but I don't think I've ever experienced flat out someone cheating on me. But I can imagine how it would feel versus if my girl got banged out by somebody. I'm gonna be upset. And don't let it be a rapper or something like that. Like, come on, not Dwight Howard. Like,
all right, let me ask you this. This is, you can ask this, please, by all means. I would love to see the responses to this for the women. Does your financial status or the male's financial status give more cushion to them cheating?
I'll ask that. I did have on my former podcast, I did something like that earlier. It was like, do rich people, and I have to revisit it. Or maybe I'll just revisit it here, actually. But it was like, wealthy people get more opportunities to cheat or something like that. Like, with money, you're easily forgiven, right? Because
I was about to say, it's easy forgivable when you got some money.
Yeah, it feels real good sitting in that porch being upset at your husband, huh? Up until they get their own money, then it's different. But, you know, cursing him out in that $1 million house.
You got a new Bottega bag. That might make cheating a whole lot. I'll forgive you this time, nigga, but don't let it happen again. Like,
yeah, I'm going to take these Prada Hills now, but I'm going to walk out the door the next time. So... The next one is, speaking of forgiving, 76% of people would forgive their partner for a strictly sexual affair. Strictly sexual. Again, I'm presuming this is when you really deep in love with someone. I haven't had the opportunity to be cheated on. I hope I don't ever have to feel that. But knowledge.
But Victoria, let me tell you something. Victoria, you've been wrong before, but especially now.
Yeah, Victoria Milan, it's about to be a rich, you know. She looked them up for some promos. But yeah, so 76%. And this is just the people they survey. So this is people that's single trying to get with somebody. So they're looking at it from a different... No, I totally forgive you if you cheat on me. They're just trying to get laid. But 80% of men said they will forgive their partner for an emotional affair. Emotional.
These niggas lying. Them niggas lying.
Well, think about it. Emotional, like, oh, you know, I used to love him and I still... Yeah, okay. We'll stop loving them. You know, again, that's our male ego. But on the flip side, this where life ain't fair. That's how women be doing us dirty. Only 30% of women said that they would forgive an emotional affair. What's up with that, ladies? Y'all not the forgiving type?
Damn.
So I will say this. Look, cheating is cheating. Cheating is breaking the rules that you and your partner have set for each other. It don't matter. I said cheating is breaking the rules that you and your partner have set for each other. If y'all got rules and then you go outside of those rules, it's cheating. Now, there's some people who shout out my guy Lucas. He's up in Australia. He actually announced that him and his girl have a relationship where they date other people. I was like, that's cool. I couldn't do the shit, but more power to y'all. So that's not cheating though, because that's the rules they set. Whereas if you with someone and you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend or married and you step out on somebody, that's cheating. There's no way around it, right? So
okay.
People right. Got to ask themselves shit like, are y'all on the same page? Do y'all have the same expectations? And have you discussed what it means to be in that relationship? You know, like kissing somebody else while you're in a relationship is cheating. Sleeping with somebody else while you're in a relationship is cheating.
Yeah.
Receiving oral sex from someone else while you're in a relationship is cheating. I don't know about buying lunch or getting lunch bought for you by someone at lunch. I don't know if that's cheating.
Cheating, nigga. It's cheating. If it's your girl getting lunch, she's cheating.
Yeah. Why he always the one buying you lunch? Why you ain't got no other work friends? Why I gotta be Harold?
Only that, nigga. Pack your damn lunch.
I bought all this damn food. You got him buying you lunch. All right, I'll be up there tomorrow with your lunch. I'll be right up there tomorrow with your lunch. What you want? I even bring you the one. Yeah. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end this segment and we'll be right back. This is The Sarcasm Remains. This is Fousey B. Some Blue Still Promotions podcast. We'll be out here chilling. Talk to you in a second.
Story of my life, searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really lost my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love, the reason that the sky is blue. The clouds are rolling in, because I'm gone again, and to him I just can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him inside to know that I am happy with some other guy.
Drunk Animals, the World Ear Pulling Championship. Extra Nipples. Do any of these things sound like things you see every day? I don't think so. Hi, I'm Chris Taliaferro, and I've got a podcast called Things You Don't See Every Day with Chris Taliaferro. We cover some fascinating and bizarre things. I'd love for you to join us. Check it out. Come to anchor.fm/Things You Don't See Podcast and give us a listen.
So deaf. You wanna dance? I'ma make you dance. You wanna move? I'ma make you move. True Hill, come on.
I've got this feeling I can't turn it loose. Hey, that somebody else getting next to you.
Yeah.
Can't walk around like I was your fool. Cause being who I am, I can't lose my cool. My friends keep telling me about things going on, but deep in my heart, babe, I hope that I'm wrong.
Welcome back. This is Fousey B. I'm here with my guy Hollywood from the Whatever Face podcast. Make sure y'all check that out. So, Corey. That was a question. So, Corey.
That was just I was waiting for the question. So, Corey.
Yes, Corey is my name. Hollywood. Most people respond when you call them, you know.
What's happening?
What's one piece of advice that you've gotten that after you followed it ended up being terrible advice?
Well, I followed this advice, so I can't use that.
I mean, it's something that you followed, but in the end, it ended up being terrible. Never had one of those I should have never listened to him moments.
I'm thinking because it seemed my uncle once told me never stick your dick in crazy, but boy was he wrong.
He was trying to keep it for himself.
Boy was he wrong. Oh man. Nah, I ain't got eyebrows. I really don't have anything.
Well, I'm gonna read. I asked some of my people these, and they had some funny ones, so I'm gonna read them. Jennifer J. Someone told me to take a car ride to ease my stress and anxiety, and during that car ride I ended up getting an accident.
Wow. Damn.
Well, obviously she's okay. So yeah, so you tell that friend who told you that, well, looks like he tagged that person. So it's definitely funny now. All right, my man BZ said someone told him to go get him a Scorpio. Get out of here. No, I get that one. All right, so Eric A said that the worst piece of advice someone told him was to share your feelings. I get that, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
That nigga hurt.
Listen, when you share your feelings, you open yourself up, you're vulnerable, and you can bounce back for it. But boy, at that time, when the floodgates is open and people is taking shots at you, it's like, Jesus, you know, Jesus got stoned, so I didn't have to. My man Fetty said, always tell the truth no matter the situation. Yeah, that's not
wrong.
Don't right, always tell the truth. That's terrible advice. Whoever told you that. My man Simi Mazone, what up, whoa? Swah. That's a group we used to hang out with. He said the best advice he got ended up being the worst advice was it's cheaper to keep her. So
damn.
I feel you, bro. My man Alvaric said, every time you tell a woman the truth after she says, tell me the truth, I promise I won't get mad. It's definitely bad advice. Don't do that.
I was going to say my parents. That's the same thing my parents used to say to me. Oh, tell me. Trust me. I won't get mad. So I'm still getting beat, nigga, if you told me to tell you. Be truthful with you.
Right. Why am I getting in trouble when I'm just following your directions? Man, you said you wouldn't be mad. Like, I told you I wouldn't be mad. I didn't say you wouldn't get punished.
Yeah, man. That's some BS.
I'm proud of you. Go get the PlayStation. So all right. Jamal said his dick telling him to do it raw. I was like, wait. So I replied to him like a face, like, what? Because if that was bad advice for you to do it raw, what were the consequences of those, bro? I'm just like, something happened. It's okay.
Yo, Vegas, if bro. Your girl ever says, yeah, go out, I don't mind. Mm. Yeah, don't take that advice, folks. If she says, that's
the wrong advice to ever listen to.
You can go out. I'm okay. I don't mind, nigga.
Go have fun with your little friends, especially when they putting little in it. Go have fun with your little friends. It's like, oh boy. Like,
stay your ass home and meet them right. Next week.
Hey, but, stay home and stay out, because at that point, you can come home at 12, or you can come home at 4 in the morning. She's gonna still be mad. So,
like, I got a question off of that when you finish this. I got a question.
Okay. Christopher said, eating box makes your mustache / beard grow. I was lied to.
I don't care if I had hair or no hair.
And then he said, it was all for nothing, and it's a little pee in it. He talking about he's trying to grow his facial beard.
Excuse me?
So he's trying, you know, when you dip dive in it.
I got you.
He says a little pee in it. I don't. What part of it were you tasting? Okay. My man Chris said, Chris D. Pause said, "Don't get a music degree, you won't find a job." Well, he's a successful musician, so we know that he's definitely. That was a lot of him. Yeah. My homegirl Morgan H. She said, "Just take this one line; it'll sober you up."
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Demographic. My man Shake said, marry her, you'll be better off for it. Yeah, don't ever listen to people that tell you to marry somebody if you don't want to marry somebody. You'll be stuck in a relationship, your friends will leave you. Oh, I got one. People ask me, yo, being a father is easy. Huh.
Nigga. All right, where?
What?
Where?
I don't even want to. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. What what question did you want to raise?
Yo, if you're out and you get a message of, oh, let's say, all right, let's say you tell your homegirl you're going to be out till 12. Does it make a difference if it's 12:02 or 2 a.m.? If you're still out, do you, like, because you're going to get screamed at regardless. So do you stay out or do you try to rush home?
What does the text say again?
If you tell your homegirl, hey, look, I'm going out with the fellas. I might be back by 12. Not might be. I'll be back by 12 o'clock. Mm. If it's 12:30 versus 3 o'clock, do you send a message or do you care because you're gonna get yelled at anyway?
You gotta send a message. You send a message saying, hey, things is running late. I ran into some traffic. She gonna shoot the message back like, that's cool because I'm watching you talk to this girl at the bar. But you know, like, oh, so you lied to me? What you doing out? No, but you gotta send a message though. That's why when I'm dating someone, like when I'm in a boyfriend girlfriend relationship, obviously I'm the boyfriend. I'm the man. No, so like, I don't give definites. You know, that's just me. If I'm going out with the fellas, I'm going out with the fellas. I don't know where we gonna be. And Bernie Mac was like, I'm gonna be where I'm gonna be, and I'm at where I'm at. You know,
right?
Call my wife real quick. I'll tell her right now. She answered the phone. He's like, I'm with the fellas. We playing poker. I'm gonna stay all night. I don't want to hear no lip. And when I get home, you better have a sandwich waiting for me. Now put your mother on the phone. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac. Right. Yeah, you at least got to send a text, because that's, communication is a really big thing. And so you got to communicate with them. You just got to. If you don't, that's where all the problems start stacking up, you know?
There's been times where I've been out, and this is like, this is going to sound like, nigga, that's bullshit. But there were times I was out with my cousins, and I'll text my wife and be like, yo, we going here. I'll be home, blah, 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 blah. Me and my cousin would get into a conversation, like just face-to-face conversation, and get so deep involved in the conversation, I won't remember to check my phone like for time and see where I'm at. I look at my phone, it'd be 2 hours later. I'm like, God damn. But you can't say that to her, because she's going to think you the worst, nigga. You balls deep in some chick you just met. And it's like, nigga, nah, we really just.
So y'all was just talking. That's your cousin. What y'all was talking about? Y'all talk all the time. why you ain't invite me to the conversation? What you mean y'all was just talking? Where were y'all talking? Bro. In the car? Why y'all was wasting gas talking? Or y'all was sitting in the dark silence talking? You'd be like, yo,
yo,
start a podcast.
The one time that happened to me, I texted her when we were leaving the bar. I dropped him off at his crib. I left my phone in the car. I didn't remember I left it in the car until I was in his crib. We get to drinking in his crib. We talking, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, yo, I think I should get ready to go. And I go to check my phone for the time. I'm like, damn, I don't have my phone. So I go in the car. I got missed calls. I got text messages. I shoot him a message. I'm like, yo, do me a favor, please. And just tell her, yo, he was with me. He left his phone in the car. I said, because if I tell her that, she ain't going to hear none of that. And that was the guy's honest truth. Was I didn't know I left my phone in the car. We went out drinking. We didn't know we was going to go back to his house to, like, have a male open your heart session. Like, we weren't planning for that.
We call them heart-to-hearts, right? Heart-to-hearts. Like, ladies, man. Fellas, we do have these heart-to-hearts. We don't talk about it much around y'all. It's not like a cry circle like Chris said in the last episode on talking about, fellas, you guys just don't get together and cry. You're like, no. Like, but we do have heart-to-hearts, but sometimes we seek advice and we just talk. That's the way that we bond with each other. And we don't necessarily need a woman's influence there, because when we make our dumb decisions, we like to make them with each other. So,
man, listen, and there's nothing better than having a heart-to-heart with your male friend, because it's something guys don't do often. Women may do it more frequently with their friends. Guys don't do it often. So if a nigga tells you he's having a heart-to-heart, let that nigga be, all right?
Facts. No, listen, let me ask you
one of these. 2 years of stuff pent up.
Right, because it don't happen often. Boy, when it happen. You know, so my old school, would you rather? So obviously it's hypothetical. You know, keep in mind, this is for pure entertainment value only. Did I say value or volume? Both. That's for both. So
okay.
would you rather sleep with someone with bad breath or with a girl who moans like a man?
Oh, nigga, give me bad breath.
Doggy style.
Nah, I can't have a nigga like, yeah. Oh, nah, I'm good. Yeah, give me bad breath. That's just like waking up the morning sex. Yeah, give me bad breath.
But all the time.
Nigga, listen, we'll do
Why
something.
Why you got your mask on? Why you don't got yours on? All right, man, we winded down on this. Let's Corey, Hollywood Corey, when was the last time you tried something new in life? See, I swung that around, but serious real quick. See, this
yeah,
is hard
that thing all the time. Yeah, all the time, because I'm always trying to do something like to push myself. And during the pandemic, I said I was going to take this class from Cornell for project management. And then when we was in the pandemic, I'm like, well, I ain't got no excuse now. Nigga, I'm home. I might as well do it now. So I did the online course and got the certificate for project management. And that was fairly recent. So, yeah, that's something new that I've done for myself.
Well, shout out to you. I'm proud of you, sir.
That's Thank cool. you. Thank you.
So tell them how they could get in contact with you or listen to your podcast and all of that good stuff.
Man, hit me up on any of the socials. I would say Twitter, but nigga, I don't even use my Twitter except for promotion.
You'll be tweeting and tweeting. You'll be tweeting. Get the pewters computing.
Nah, I used to tweet, and then when I felt like I was just talking to myself, I gave it up, man.
Yo, Twitter. Oh. Listen, Twitter's complete practice on how to talk to yourself in girls' DMs. Because boy,
man, listen,
I used to be hot on Twitter getting responses, kind of like my Facebook, but. Nowadays, I think I've outgrown, you know, I was part of the original Black Twitter coalition. Now it's outgrown. It's a real big thing and I'm not in the middle of it. So
heavy on Black Twitter as well. Follow Friday and all that other stuff. Hashtags.
Man, bad. Follow me. Follow back too. Friday. It's hilarious. That used to be the shit. Like,
yeah.
Just the whole follow train.
You can follow me on Twitter. I'll give you all of my Twitter handles. Listen, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, my Instagram, Hollywood 1026, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can put it right behind The Sarcasm Is Real. After you listen to Fousey, come check me out. Facebook, Corey, aka Hollywood Reed. If it has Hollywood in the name, guarantee you, you'll find me somewhere. So I'm not one of those people that has everything blocked. Add me as a friend. Talk to me. I'm here if you want to laugh, if you want to dialogue, sports, whatever you name it. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So, yeah, man.
Man, need friends.
At whatever face. Huh?
I was just telling man, you need some friends.
I'm on Instagram. I gave you that. Hollywood. Twitter. Let's see. I got _ whatever face 2. Don't ask me why the 2 is there. Maybe whatever face was taken and I had to use 2. So yeah, at whatever face 2. And yeah, other than that, look for me on Fousey's friends you may know list.
Let's get out of here. Let me get my wrap up. It's been a beautiful, beautiful day outside. It's happy hour, no matter what time it is. And listen, I'm gonna leave you with this. Protect your peace, protect your hoodies. Don't let no distractors take shots at you and bring you down. If you're going to go to that level, make it be to help somebody up. So whoever need how I help you up, I got what you need. You know, like if you're looking back at somebody, to, you know, it's to help them get in. Like, because when I open that door, when I crack that door, we all coming in. Just be ready for it. This has been The Sarcasm Remains. I'm Fousey B. I was chilling with Hollywood today, just having a conversation. This is episode 5. We getting there. We sitting square. Y'all have it. I'll see y'all at the bar.
This is hard to say. I want to make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot. And I know you don't feel appreciated and whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looked fly. Kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick. Every other sentence is you make me sick. Back in the days I was your number one pick. Now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself. Cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was. When I was too embarrassed to admit I wasn't loved. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up.